I appreciate the Lord. And appreciate the hospitality of Brother Brown and Sister Brown. And appreciate the wonderful breakfast that you fixed this morning. And, but most of all, I appreciate the Lord. Don't you? Oh, I appreciate the Lord. And you get a chance, you come to Richlands. We've got a camp meeting in the first week of August. If you've got your Bibles, I want you to turn and let's read some scripture here. In the book of Ezra, give me just a moment, get my glasses on. I didn't have to wear these, you know, but you know what happens when you... In the book of Ezra, chapter 9, can I say I want to thank you for the offering, for the wonderful fellowship. And I appreciate that, the moving of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I'll tell you what, I've been blessed to be here. Maybe Sister Horton will stand and testify. Sister Brenda, would you like to stand and testify? Him, a dollar him. The book of Ezra, chapter 9, and let's start reading here, verse 1. I want to read verse 1 and then drop down to verse 5. Now, when the things were done, the princes came to me, saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land, doing according to the abominations even of the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. Let's drop down to verse 5. And at the evening sacrifice, I rose from my heaviness. And having rent my garments and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God. And said, oh my God, I'm ashamed and blushed to lift up my face to thee, my God. For my iniquities are increased over my head, and our trespasses is grown up into the heaven. Since the days of our father, when we've been in great trespasses unto this day, for our iniquities have we and our kings and our priests, and have delivered into the hands of the kings of the land, to the sword, and captivity, and to the spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. And now for a little space, grace have been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondsmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, and hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving to set the house of our God, and to repair the desolation thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem. I'd like to read a couple more verses of scripture. In the book of Daniel, chapter 6. The book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel knew the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows been opened in his chambers toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks unto God as he did aforetime. Amen. One more scripture. In the book of Job. The book of Job, chapter 22. Job chapter 22, verse 29. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say there is a lifting up. I'd like to try to preach to you just a little while. If the Lord would come to me and help me, I'd like to try to preach to you on being knocked no lower. Knocked no lower than your knees. Amen. Amen. Knocked no lower than your knees. Amen. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say there is a lifting up. Amen. One man said, these are the days that tries men's souls. I don't know about you, but I can see the Lord is soon to come. Amen. And we need to do everything that we can to be ready, for his coming is near. Amen. Oh, we look around and we see the devil
is doing what he can to tear you down. Amen. To bring you down. Amen. The distress. I don't know, amen, about this day and hour, but it seems as though the enemy, amen, has come against the church like he's never done it before. And he's pressing me into their souls. Oh God. If it's not one problem, it seems to be there's something else. Amen. I've been saved now something like 35 years. Amen. And I've not seen the day in the hour like this hour. Amen. Would you help me today as I try to preach to you? The Bible talks about the day and the hour that you and I are living in. Notice also in the last days, what kind of times is going to come? Perilous times. Dangerous times. Oh, God. This is the hour that you and I need to do one thing, and that is to take on the whole armor of God, that you can stand in the evil day and have it done. What? Done all. Stand. Woo! Thank God. Aren't you glad you're saved today? Aren't you glad for God and his power? We talked about this last night. I was supposed to start out a little slow. Amen. It's hard for me sometimes to start a little slow. Oh, God. Can I tell you today that truly God's good to us? God's good to us. Amen. Psalm 73 and 1. Truly God is good to Israel. Amen. Even to such are of a clean heart. Amen. But as for me, my feet were well nigh slipped. My steps were well nigh slipped. Have you ever been on ice and walking and it seems as though you're doing pretty good? And then all of a sudden, you're gone. Brother Brown was talking about the time he came, the first time he came to visit Brother Ward down in the mountains. I tell you what, of course, we just drive around the mountains and don't pay any attention to it. Brother Brown said when he got there, it's getting dark, and said Sister Brown was talking. He said, amen, be quiet, Mama. Amen, I'm already scared as it is. Woo! Amen. Sometimes some of those curves you go around, or you can look down, is a long ways. Amen. Oh, but your feet, amen, well nigh slipped. Amen. Oh, let me tell you what, we're in a battle. Amen. You know what it is? It's for your soul. The enemy desires, amen, to destroy your soul. Amen. He desires to take you down. Oh, oh. Amen. The steps, amen, of the wicked man. Amen. He talked about the wicked man. He said there was no bonds in his death. Amen. They had no trouble. Amen. As other men. But there came something. It said, until I went into the sanctuary. Amen. Then I saw therein. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou didst cast them down. Oh, let me tell you what, it may seem like the wicked man's getting by, but he doesn't get by. Oh, it may seem that everything's going good, but let me tell you what happened. God said he would set them up in slippery places. Their destruction is sudden. Their destruction is swift, and their destruction is utterly complete. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, that's the wicked man. But now let us turn and look the steps of a good man. I like it. I love it. The steps of a good man are what? What? Ordered by the Lord. Where are you going, Brother David? I tell you where I'm going. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to walk where He tells me to walk. Amen. I'm going to go where He tells me to go. Hallelujah. Amen. It said, though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him. Hallelujah. I want you to notice this fall here. Amen. It's not into sin, but it's into trouble. Amen. It shows us the providence of God. Amen. Woo! And God's able. He's able to help His church. Do you believe that God's able to help His people? Woo! Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. I don't care what the devil tells you. Amen, God. Amen, He's your help. He's your strength. He's your defense. He's your all in all. Would you stand your feet and say, my Lord is my help. Amen, the Lord is my help. The Lord is my help. Raise your hands and worship God. You may be seated. Rejoice not against me, oh my enemy, when I fall. I'm just going to lay there. I'm just going to lay down here. No? Is that what he said? No. He said, when I fall, I shall arise. Hallelujah. I love it. Oh, Sister Brown, there's been battles I've fought in the last few years I've never fought before. Amen. Oh, when you see your mother dying with cancer. Amen. And she's lived right. Raised 11 children. Every one of them saved. Amen. 4 preachers. Amen. And you see her dying with cancer. And you say, why? Why? The devil has come against me and fought against me like I've never been fought before. But let me say, brother, even though I fall, I'll rise. Hallelujah. Don't you rejoice over me, devil. Amen. I'm going to get up again. Sister Sue Cole used to sing a song. Amen. I'll rise again. Amen. I'm going to get up. Amen. The devil wants you to lay down and wallow in sympathy and self-pity. Amen. Nobody cares for me. The devil tried to tell me that the other day. Amen. Amen. My wife said, honey, that ain't true. Or somebody loves you. Don't stay there, but get up. Amen. Church, can I tell you today, when the devil tries to get you down, would you get up? Get up. Get up. Get up. Oh! Hallelujah. I must hurry. Ezra saw the sins of the people. You know what he done? He just went over and sat down. He was just astonished. It seems as though this day and hour, we see so many things that's going on. We just sit down and shake our head. Oh, amen. When I've seen preacher after preacher fall, and I shake my head. Astonished. But then the Bible said that Ezra, amen, got up
And he went over and he fell on his knees. Amen. Let me preach to you today, church. Amen. When the devil tries to knock you down, don't you go any lower than your knees. Don't go any lower than your knees. Amen. Jimmy Davis used to sing a song. Amen. When I'm on my knees, I grow taller than trees. Hey. Yes, the church will have trouble. Yes, there'll be times the enemy will come against you. But if you fall on your knees, woo! If you get on your knees, amen, the Lord will be there. One man said, it's not the man that stays down. You gotta watch. But it's the man when he gets up and then he comes up. Watch out. You better watch out, Mr. Devil. Oh God. Brother Eric. Oh God. Hallelujah. I want to preach for you today. When you get knocked down to your knees, there is a power in prayer. Amen. Yes, it's faith. It's faith that opens the doors of heaven. It's faith that takes you in to the presence of God. It's faith that says there's a God on the throne and that He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. That you're able to think or ask according to the power that works within us. Faith says that God will never leave you. To trust in Him, to know that He's a friend that sticks us closer than a brother. Amen. Faith tells you, amen, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe. Amen. And believe that He is. Do you believe that He is? Do you believe that He is? Do you believe that He is? A rewarder. To you today, the greatest power that the church has is the power of prayer. You have not because you ask not. I've got two scriptures I want to read to you. And all things, whatsoever you shall ask, just a few things. Is that what it said? A few things? All things. All things. Matthew 12 and 22. All things. Whatsoever you ask. Amen. In prayer. Believing. 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 Ye shall have. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, bother the Lord. Is that what it said? Don't bother Jesus. No. No. But whatever you ask, whatever you ask, amen, you can have it. Well, amen, I want to preach to you first. Amen, when you get knocked down to your knees, first God is available. Amen. Have you ever dialed the phone here lately and you call a business and you say, amen, well, and the phone rings and a recording comes up and says you have reached so-and-so and so-and-so business so-and-so. If you want so-and-so, push, mash button number one. Amen. You mash button number one. Amen. It comes up again and said, if you want so-and-so, mash button number two. Amen. So you mash button number two. Amen. If you want so-and-so, mash button number three. I get part of that. Amen. But can I tell you, when you get in trouble, God's available. Call upon me, and I shall answer thee. Call upon him. I'll answer. He'll be there. He'll answer. Brother Brown, you might call 540-964-2788 and say, you have reached the home of Reverend David Horton. And I might not be there. But can I preach to you and tell you, if you need help, just call out and say, Jesus! I call on the Lord from the valley of sin. He reached way down and he touched me. UMG hit G. When I get in trouble, fighting for the right.
Well, you know I can call on Jesus anytime. When my heart is heavy and my spirit's low, well, you know
in the fifth trouble. He said he'd be there in the sixth trouble. Is God's grace going to run out then? No. He's going to go on before that. Amen. I know I must hurry. My second point, not only is he available, but he's willing. I tell you what, I got a big heart. You come over and say, I need, would you, yeah, would you, I'll do it. But then, there are some people, you say, will you? No, I ain't got it. and got thousands in the bank. But can I preach to you and tell you today? He said, I will help you. I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will bless you. I'll bless you coming in. I will bless you going out. I will help you. The Bible said he's been willing to show himself. Amen. How good he is. Amen. Oh, I've enjoyed being here. I've enjoyed being here. I've enjoyed being here. I've enjoyed being here. Oh, not only is he willing, he is able. I heard it in two testimonies this morning. Sister, you said God's able. Is God able? Is God able? I said, is God able? Amen. Is his hand short that he can't say? Is his ear heavy that he can't hear? He's able. 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 He's able to keep you from falling. He's able. Amen. He's able to save. He's able to save. I don't care who you are. He's
hand, grab somebody by the hand and say, I know. Now if you don't know, don't do it. But if you know for sure, say, I know. God is here. God is here.
Going down, but when he come up, y'all don't hear me now. I remember when I was about 12 years old, before some of y'all's time, there was a great fighter whose name was Joe Louis. Oh, y'all don't know, see that? And everybody was scared. I'm Joe Louis just because of his fortune, his title, and his fame. He knew what he could do. But he got in a championship fight with another man called Tony Galento. And Tony Galento was Mr. 5x5. And during a certain round, Tony Galento surprised himself. He hit Joe Louis with a left hook. And Joe Louis went down. And Tony Galento didn't know what to do.
All right.
But see, just as fast as Joe Louis went down, he got back up. And you know who went down? Tony Galento. Woo! Hallelujah. You better worry about that man. That man don't stay down. He get up. You have something to worry about. They tell you in the military, when you're fighting hand to hand,
They said, get him down. But brother, you can't keep him down. You got trouble on your hands. Y'all don't hear me now. I said, y'all don't hear me now. I tell you something happened in my life and I'm going to stop. We're a bunch of boys. And one of my friends got in a fight because he thought he could whip this boy. Want to show off. And he jumped on this boy. Well, he got him down. But the boy turned him over. And my friend said, somebody, please come and help me. I believe y'all know. Thank you, Jesus. We might be cast down, but we won't be utterly destroyed. Can I get it? Sit down. Woo, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of our God. Let's say amen. Brother Hartman, go sit down too. I wasn't talking about him. How many love the word? Would y'all like to have Brother Horton back next year? Yeah. You got it, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the family will be getting in touch with you with sometime before we make our next schedule up. Amen. I love good preaching. Good preaching. Solid preaching. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. He didn't even take his coat off today. Woo, Lord, hallelujah. But God is good. No, no, no. Don't go no further than your knees. No. Hallelujah. This time, he said, what time do y'all usually get out?